Hello. Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. She's a career counselor, motivational speaker, as well as life coach. So sit back, prepare to be entertained as well as informed. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn Suber.
Good evening and happy hump day, and welcome to the award-winning show, Superstar Radio, with your host, me, LaShawn Suber. As always, broadcast live from the fabulous Somerset Studios, and I'm so excited to kick this year off with a bang. We are still celebrating 2018 because it's January, and we got some great things happening for this year. I would like to welcome our beautiful program director, Brittany Thomas Suber. She's responsible for our social media, our guests, our topics on the show, and she's also a superstar reporter, so tell us all the happenings around town. Hey, Britt, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's everybody? Happy birthday. I know you guys are messing up on your papers because I just keep putting 2017 everywhere.
That happened.
I'm not going to get that happened until in March.
Okay, all right. So how's everyone's week has been going? What's going on? Any weekend plans? First off, let me introduce. We have some very special in-studio guests, Maisha and Alexis. So welcome to, well, Maisha's been to live show before, but welcome, Alexis, to Superstar Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm really good. So, Maisha, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. So, tell us, so what brings you out today to come to the in-studio?
Well, I like to make it in the studio as often as I can, but lately it's been snowing on Wednesdays, but it didn't snow today, so I'm here.
That was good.
I came because I was actually watching video, so decided to stay around and stick out and see the show.
Okay, great. So, information, Superstar Entertainment, LLC, I should say, because we are an LLC company as of December 2017. So give us a hand about that.
Yay!
So a little bit about Superstar Entertainment. We manage DJs and artists. So we manage DJ Out of Control, which is Jeff Super Jr., DJ Breezy, Brianna Suber. We have a talented vocalist again and a musician who plays the keys, the bass, the drums, Antoine, along with their own. Stay tuned about Superstar Entertainment, and we're looking to put Gen C out this month, you guys. We are shooting a video on Sunday, so we are so excited, and all these lovely, beautiful ladies, my daughter and my niece are in the video, and so we're so excited about this video coming out, so we got to get ready for that. So ladies, be in, like, great makeup, your hair, and a cute, sexy outfit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On fleek. Over there, makeup. Okay.
Listen, everybody, I wear makeup, but I don't do a full face beat. I put on mascara and eyeliner and lip gloss. That's enough.
Okay, so when you're in a video, you see those videos and those girls look fabulous and outstanding and just.
They're airbrushed. That's how much makeup they have on.
They have so. Because all the light action camera, you know. And this is a real video, you guys. We're not playing. This is real.
What's the single?
Is Loving You. If you want to hear a snippet of it, we're going to play it before the end of the show. We're actually having band rehearsal, so I get excited about our band rehearsal. So it's Jen, and The Juice is the name of the band. So she's Jen and The Juice. That's a Wednesday band.
Jen and
The Juice, right. And then, right, exactly. And then on Monday nights, we have Juan and The Galaxy.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Exactly. So we're doing some really good things. I'm so excited. We're so busy already, you guys, the first of the year, and that's so great. And so let's talk about the scripture of the week. So we have Maisha talking about the scripture of the week.
Through prayer, you will truly experience God's peace that passes all understanding. If you'd like to be added to the daily prayer list, please email us at superstarent@yahoo.com.
Great. Thank you so much. That was given us by Helen Wade.
Yes.
So thank you for that. That was actually today's prayer. So I thought that was fitting for today. So on the Superstar Radio Show, we also want to, celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations, promotions, anything that you have. This is our platform to shine, because if you don't pat yourself on the back, no one else will, right?
Right.
So, as always, if we have any birthdays, I know we just celebrated MLK Day, and that means a lot to a lot of people, and we still shall overcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so last week we had the founder of Superstar Entertainment on, which was Jeffrey. Did a wonderful job giving us all the insight. And it's actually funny because while interviewing him, I learned something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was telling us that he went to see Lou Rawls at 12. Who does that? His musical mind. He loves the 70s and the 80s music. And so I just learned a lot. And from him, this all has stemmed from that. You know, our children, our DJs, and, you know, we have our daughter, and now we have our nieces, a part of this great project. So I'm just proud of my whole family for this project and believing in Superstar Entertainment. So let's talk about the topic that I've been trying to, you know, this has been on my radar forever. The topic of the show is the law of attraction. And what the law of attraction is, the ability to attract into our lives whatever we are focusing on. It is believed that regardless of age, nationality, religious belief, we are all susceptible to the laws which govern the universe. So basically, whatever you put out in the universe, you get back in. So that includes the law of attraction. It is the law of attraction which uses the power of the mind to translate whatever it is in our thoughts and materialize them into reality. In basic terms, all thoughts turn into things eventually. Am I right, ladies?
Yep.
Okay. If you focus on something negative, like doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. Exactly. If you focus on positive thoughts and have goals that you aim to achieve, you will find a way to achieve them through massive action.
Mm-hmm.
So Oprah had this on her show years ago. We just had the pre-show. Oprah had this show, The Laws of Attraction, what you put out there and what you get. Ultimately, the universe is God.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that? The universe is God, because what you put out there, God puts great positive things. God doesn't do anything bad. He doesn't want to hurt you. He may teach you lessons.
Yeah.
Right? But he will bring you down to rock bottom, make you learn a lesson, and build you back up.
Mm-hmm.
Have anybody been rock bottom and built back up?
Yes,
I know I have. So the laws of attraction. So positive vibes. So let's talk about some positive vibes. So let's talk about the last 2018. Now, I personally don't make goals.
You do.
I don't.
Child, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You make. It may not be a goal as in like something big as perfect, but a small goal can be like, oh, you know how you like to tweet. You can be like, okay, well, today I'm not going to.
Well, let me
rephrase
that.
Resolutions. Okay,
right. I don't set resolutions.
Okay.
And you don't set resolutions because they always break by January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Goals. Let me clarify for that. You're right. I do set goals. I have personal goals. I don't always tell people what my goals are.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to be careful who you're talking to. Because
you could be talking to a devil.
Exactly. And they can wish bad things on you.
They can pray on whatever you're speaking. I'm sure they can speak.
They prayed on my downfall.
Exactly. So what positive vibes in the last couple of weeks, because it just started, or last or today, that you have been kind of like thinking about? Like, you can, it could be short-term goals, because I like to start off with short-term goals first. Because with short-term goals, it's easier to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And to our listeners online, if you have, just chime in, just jump in. We're talking about laws of attraction, and let us know your views. Just hit number one, and we can bring you on. So anybody want to start with what their goal is or coming up or anything like that?
Well, I have some goals here. This is Brittany, your lovely program director. And I set some goals for me for 2018, and that is to get fit. I need to get fit. You guys may know, before I had my child, I was on this weight loss kick.
And
I was solely really, really motivated. So now I'm getting back to that. I've set a goal for myself to make sure I go to the gym at least 3 times a week. And I also said not to eat after 8:30, no fast food, no pop, only water and juice. And I've just been thinking positive, thinking positive.
How's that working out?
It's working out. I'm not, it's something wrong. I only go to the gym maybe once a week. But I'm getting there, and I'm just thinking positive. I'm thinking that I did it before. I can do it again. I don't want to think negative about this because really it's not like a diet or anything. It's a lifestyle change. So you have to be positive that you can do it. Don't wake up and be like, oh, I'm fat. I can't do it.
Okay, that's great. Alexis?
A little homegirl is to go find a therapist. I have to talk to somebody.
Okay.
Okay. I have to break this.
That'll be good.
Okay. Sorry about the interruption. With that, we have band rehearsal in the basement. So you want to find a therapist and help you sort issues out. I think that's excellent. That's really excellent.
It's a cycle that's going on between a situation, and I just feel as though, like, if I keep putting myself in a negative situation, I keep speaking negative. Keep talking negative, it's negative, it's nothing going to come out positive. But if I finally just say, okay, look, enough is enough, and start speaking positive and start moving forward with actually the positive things, then I feel the positive atmosphere can come towards me. But if I'm always speaking negative, then
exactly,
positive.
Exactly. You have to, thank you, Mike. You have to, you know, I don't do this as much, but I used to journal. I used to keep a journal. Right.
I was talking about that the other day. That's one of the things that I wanted to do for 2018.
You know what? Because when you go back and you read that, you see how I grow.
Exactly.
You know, and I used to keep a journal all the time. I do still kind of doodle and write and different things like that. So I would keep a journal. That helps me stay on track, you know. So did you want to chime in with that, Maisha?
Well, it's basically what I was telling Alexis. For those of you who don't know, I've always been really into school supplies. So when I told her I really wanted to get a journal. She just thought that I was trying to buy more like
she
paper and things like
a
that.
Cute journal and cute
it's a radio show, but that's the topic. So she thought that I just wanted to get something else that was school supplies and cute, but I explained to her kind of the purpose behind it. When you go back and you look at the good times that you had the previous year or the bad times that you wrote about, that's something that you can look back on and reflect when you need to, because I'll never know how I felt on this very day moving forward. It's never going to be the same as actually like recording how I feel somewhere.
Okay, that's excellent, because I think journaling is a part of that law of attraction, right? So you're writing everything down, and you know what? If it's your journal, you can curse, you can spell stuff wrong, it's your journal, it's your thoughts. These are my private thoughts. And they have journals on your phone too, if you want to, you know, download.
I remember my first journal entry in the notes in my iPhone.
So yeah, so journaling is an excellent way to start the law of attraction. So talking about the law of attraction, talking about our goals, not necessarily resolutions, but our goals that we want to hit, because this is a brand new slate. This is a brand new year. And to me, if you are the same person you were last year and didn't go, there is a serious problem. Because at some point in your life, you're going to say, okay, I want a promotion, or, you know, I want to go back to school and get my master's degree. I want a PhD. You're supposed to be growing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the company that you keep.
I was just about to say.
If you have slackers around you, if you have people who don't want nothing out of life, guess what?
You're going to be nothing out of life because you're attracting those type of people.
Exactly. So when you attract people to you, and some people get that one person that they attract all the time. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and she is in the dating field, but she always attracts people in real estate because she has real estate. It's so weird because that's what you attract, you know? And so you may attract the same type of girl. Like we know somebody who had a girlfriend, quit the girlfriend and got another girlfriend that looked like the old girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So those are the type of things I'm talking about. Those are the type of people that you basically attract.
When people say like, oh, I date the same type, I'm tired of dating the same type of people. It's not necessarily that you date the same type of people. It's mainly about the fact that you attract those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for those things, if you look for the same qualities in the same person, you keep attracting those same qualities. But if you outside of it, well, let me not look for let me look for something else. You might attract something different, or if you start hanging around different people and different vibes in this atmosphere, you'll notice that it'll be a change in everything. You'll notice like, oh, well, if I start hanging with these people, positive things happen.
Or you're motivated. Yeah. I had to learn that lesson about keeping friends around you. You want to have people around you that are doing good, like you can look up to and get advice. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hang around people that are, like you said, slackers, things like that. That was one of the life lessons that I had to learn. I had to remove myself from certain friends that weren't doing anything or were users and thinking like, oh, procrastination and all that stuff. Once you remove yourself from those type of people, like you said, you get your circle smaller and you want to be around people that's motivated and doing stuff.
So, I wasn't the smartest kid in high school. I got decent grades, but my mother just knew I was going to go to college. So I said, okay, let me try this college thing 2 weeks after graduation from high school. When I got there and it was a bunch of people that looked like me who had the same goal in mind, and the ultimate goal was to graduate and get a college degree but still have fun in the process, I'm like, I want that too. So if I'm looking at these five women I'm talking about, which are my college BFFs, we all graduated. We hung out. We did some crazy stuff. We did parties and stuff like that. But the ultimate goal, I'm like, wait a minute. I want to do that. I want to be smart. I want to go to class. I want to get a good GPA. I want to graduate because I want something better for my life. I have a future coming here. So when you're around like-minded individuals, that's what happens, right?
You get motivated.
You get motivated. If you're around people who want to play video games or don't want to work or just don't want to do nothing out of life, that's going to wear off on you because some way, somehow, by osmosis, the good, the bad outweigh the good sometimes. Do y'all agree with that?
I definitely agree.
So any questions? Anybody want to comment on this subject? Because this is a broad subject that you can tell I love it because I'm really, really into it. But hit number one and tell us if you have goals for this year. If you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and it came true because you put it out there, it's a lot of things that I said, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and it has actually came true, or my goal is to do this, or my goal is to do that. So moving on, hit number one if you want to come on. How to use the law of attraction, because there's steps to use it. We were just talking about, and I love our pre-show conversations, about meditation, mm-hmm. right? So this is so funny. I try to meditate and fall asleep.
Oh, of course.
So I'm going to keep trying, but we have to relax your mind. Okay. Meditate for about 5 or 10 minutes, and doing this will increase your brain power, and you have a clear mind in a relaxed state. The step is optional, but I recommend this. So when I did stay awake and I did meditate, my mind was so clear, I can think clearly. Mm-hmm. Anybody had that happen? Like when you're relaxed and you can think so clearly? Maisha said it's an app that you can use for meditation. What's the app?
So the app that I found is called Headspace, and it basically is a free 10-day program. After the 10 days, if you choose to do the rest of the sessions after that, you have to pay for them, but for free, you can use it as many times as you want, but there's 10 levels to it. But the app basically is a guy talking. I don't remember his name, but he has a very, very soothing voice. And he basically talks you through the steps of meditation. He tells you literally from starting at sitting down, sit down, cross your legs, or sit up against a wall. It's not just about clearing your mind. But there's a little bit more to it. Focus on your breathing. Focus on this. What do you smell? What can you hear? So he kind of just like guides you through the meditation process, and you get those 10 different levels, and you can keep repeating them as often as you like.
Okay. All right. So that's Headspace. And you can find it in the App Store or the Apple Store. So I think I'm going to go ahead and download that tonight. We do have a caller. So this caller is calling from 419. Thank you, caller. Welcome to Superstar Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I just figured out how to be able to have – I've been commenting all along and nobody responded. I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Aww.
But anyway, hello, everybody. I just want to comment on the law of attraction. And I live my life this way. What you put out is what you're going to get back. I have used it one time in particular when I started my career and started on this job, it was a lot of working out. I felt like I was in boot camp. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this because I started that job late in life. And I had to take an agility test to be able to graduate from it. And I did that. And the first time I couldn't do it. And I said, oh, God, I got to be able to do this. I know I can do it. I had to give myself a pep talk. And I put that positive energy out into the atmosphere, and I did it. But I had to convince myself. And I use it all the time. I use it all the time because it is so true. And you young listeners, put positive vibes out. And also the comment someone made about having people around you, you really want to surround yourself with people that are on your level and most certainly people that are above your level that you want, you know, you admire because they can teach you something and show you how to get there.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's my comment.
Okay, and I forgot to, what's your name?
My name is Lou Jefferson.
Hi, Auntie. How are you? I knew it was you.
Shine, I remembered.
I'm glad you remembered. Thank you so much. And I hope that you will tune in every Wednesday and tell your friends.
I passed it along with some of my friends trying to get some others to come on board and, you know, make the conversation interesting with a lot of different opinions. So hopefully, I don't know if any of them joined in tonight because I just sent it to them, unfortunately. But
Okay. Look
forward to hearing new voices, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Auntie, so much. I appreciate you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay. When we talk about, like, surrounding yourself with positive people, let's go a step further. Surround yourself with people who make more money than you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say that?
So that you can see what they're doing to get on their level.
Exactly.
How are you getting this bread? What are you doing?
Exactly.
How are you getting promoted? What are you doing at your job? And that was my problem. I used to do it myself. I would be the person that's doing it big. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not even doing it big. I need to find some people that's really doing it big so I can see to get on their level.
Exactly. So be sure about what you want when you decide. Don't doubt yourself. You have to believe in, you know, what you're doing. So if you say, you know what, in 2019, I'm going to buy my house. You need to envision your house. You need to envision everything that you want. I know you talk about your house all the time with the space and the island. You envision that, and that's going to come true. But you have to really believe yourself. You can't say, well, I want a house. Because that could be anything. That could be a doghouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be any house. But you got to envision things. You have to see it. It's funny because existence is the atmosphere. 22 years ago, when I met my husband, he had two children. I thought that was so awesome because guess what? I didn't have to have any. I'm like, I'm good. He got two, a boy, a girl, and a boy. Oh, we are set. And I said, oh, I don't have to have kids. And he was cool with it. He was fine with it. But I had a conversation with my sister, and she told me that her son, I think he was about 3 or 4 at the time, and he wanted to go to a certain candy store that his dad had taken him to. So they were riding in the car, just him and her, and he kept saying, Mommy, please take me to this candy store. And she kept saying, I don't know what you're talking about. What's this candy store? And he was so adamant. He was like, the candy store, please take me. You know. And she said, how do I know? He said, because, Mommy, you are magic. At that point in time, it brought tears to my eyes because Brittany and Jay had their own mom. Brittany felt that her mother was magic. Jay thought his grandma was magic. But who's going to think that I'm ultimately magic, right? And so I said, well, dang, I felt kind of bad because I said, no, I don't want to have any kids. But I was actually denying myself from what I should have kids. And then Philippians 4:13, you guys will look up on your phone. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I was like, I can't. If I'm a mommy to Brittany and Jay, I know I could be a mommy. And I put that in the Bible, and I became somebody's mommy, like somebody's mommy again. And so that is putting everything out in the open. I was like, I know it. I know her name. She's going to be a girl. Like, I was very adamant at that time. But the magic of it is he felt that his mother was magic because mommies can do everything. Almost like the atmosphere in the universe, the laws of attraction can do everything for you, mm-hmm. and can give you an abundance of what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So my little mommy magic moment, mm-hmm. For that. So when you ask the universe, you make it stick and you make it happen. So how do you do that?
You gotta just speak it. I feel like I don't know if I'm getting to spiritual, but I believe a higher power, but I feel like if you have a conversation, you know that you don't have to go to church to believe in a higher power. You can have your own conversation and your own beliefs to your own higher power, but if you have a relationship with the higher power, you can speak to them and you can put that in the atmosphere that way, and that way you and that person know whatever you're going through, how you're going through, and how you're going to get there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's your take on it?
For me, it's writing things out on paper. If you just have a thought in your mind, it's very easy to forget, even to people with the best of memories. But actually putting that somewhere, whether it's a journal, your phone, writing it, you know, on a piece of paper and hang it up in your bathroom, wherever you choose to put it. But putting that goal onto paper and then from there laying out little mini steps is what I do. So if my goal is to, you know, lose 30 pounds, my first goal might be to lose 10 pounds by a certain date. You have to give yourself deadlines. So there's like we talked about SMART goals at work, and I don't remember exactly what the acronym stands for, all the pieces, but basically you have to lay out a goal that is time bound, that's specific, that's going to give you a certain result. You have to lay out all the expectations that you have and all the steps that you're going to take to get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have
I like that, writing it out.
Yeah.
So you can see it, visualize, mm-hmm. the prize.
Remember your whiteboards that I had?
Okay. Anyway, we have a question. We have a caller. Caller, thank you so much. And you are on the air with Superstar Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Christian. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Christian?
Good, good. I just wanted to chime in on the goals. Actually, Maisha said what I was going to say, but the primary thing with goals that I feel that you have to do is make sure that you give yourself a timeline. Otherwise, you're kind of just hitting a moving target. So I made some goals for myself this year, a couple of things. One being I wanted to pay my credit card balance off. I wanted to take a trip to the Dominican Republic, et cetera. So just a big thing with goals is just setting a timeline. And I think that, you know, we have to be realistic with ourselves and, you know, don't push yourself too hard where you know it's not feasible, but give yourself a reasonable time frame to get something done. And check in with yourself, you know, check in on your progress on the way.
Exactly, exactly. You're absolutely right, Christian. Thank you so much. Christian is one of our superstar reporters, so not sure if you have anything, but we'll text you and ask you and bring you back on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Also, we have to show gratitude, right? So we have to be grateful for what we already have. Mm-hmm. So we can't ask the universe for something and we're just not grateful for what we have. So we have to make sure that we be thankful, and we're already thankful. And you thank the universe for already making these goals into being. It could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, but you thank the universe for already doing that. One of the things that I want to do, and I hope somebody will invite me to a vision board party. So, let's talk about a vision board party. So, what is a vision board party?
A vision board party is basically where you get you can get a poster board or you can get whatever's comfortable for you, but you basically just map out what you have, what you want your goals to be, what you want to do, what you see yourself doing. Like, basically, you take, okay, I want to do this, I want to go here, I want to do this, but you put it on a board so you can have a vision so you know this is what I want to do, this is my goal, this is where I'm trying to go. I'm not trying to look back in my past, I'm trying to look forward, and this is my picture I see in the board. So basically, you just basically setting up how you want your future to be, what you want to do with your life.
Okay, all right, Britt.
I was just looking about. I've never been to a vision board party. I'm excited to go. We were probably going to be putting one together soon. And I think that's great because, like, I want to see it. I would like to see my goals. Like, with the weight loss, I guess I would, like, find a picture of a model on there and just cut her out. I don't know. Maybe some body goals on there. I don't know. I do want to touch on this. Like, when you're putting positive energy out there, you can't be hating on people. And I feel
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays it's a lot of hate going on, and people don't realize, like, if you hate it on somebody, you can't
exactly
possibly succeed yourself. You're blocking your best blessings. And I feel like a lot of people are negative, and they see you doing great, and they just want to find something bad about it, find something negative about it, and become a hater. If you consider yourself a hater, or you know you hate on people, there's no way that you can bring in positive energy. Nobody's going to support you. Nobody's going to be there, and you're not going to succeed if you have that type of attitude.
Yeah, you're right. I want to do a vision board party, too, so somebody can invite me, please, for a vision board party. I have a goal that I'm working towards right now, and when you want to venture off and do something, you always go to an expert, which you think is an expert, and ask them about their opinions. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to be a carpenter, I'm going to go to a carpenter. If I wanted this, I'm going to find the expert in it. So I have this goal in mind that I'm working on right now, doing research on it, and one of my friends has been an expert in it because she kind of owned her own company at one time. And so I reached out to her just to get some tips and see how she's, you know, how she does different things. And when we talked, it was like she blew right past. I mean, didn't even ask me, oh, do you call me for this or you text me for this? It was like, oh, you're going to do this. And it was like a short conversation. So I learned a valuable lesson. I would never call this person again. I talk a lot of stuff over with my sister, my mom, and my aunt because I know that they're going to give me, and my husband, they're going to give me their opinion on things and what it looks like. And I set everything up. It's almost like I'm giving them or telling them a business plan of what I have in mind because I don't want to work for someone the rest of my life. Do we have to work for people the rest of their life?
No.
And, you know, I'm getting older, you know, and I need, be quiet, you guys. Y'all getting older, too.
I know.
But, you know, you want to make sure that you're leaving a legacy. That's what I'm trying to say. You want to make sure you're leaving a legacy. And I'm doing something that I'm passionate about. And this is going to ultimately lead to other things that I want to do. So I have to trust, we have to trust in the universe that the universe is going to treat us right because we're going to do right by people, right? We can't ask the universe for stuff and we're dogging out people.
This is what I don't get. What I really don't understand is how do you call yourself trying to be someone's friend, but yet anything you say or do, you dog them or you say something negative about them or you speak negative. It's like, if you know your friend is a positive person and trying to get on that level, you need to change your atmosphere. You need to change yourself to be positive. You cannot be a friend with somebody and you're basically the devil.
You're right. That can't happen. I'm comfortable in myself. When I say that, I'm comfortable in myself. If I see another female, white, black, green, blue, whatever, and she has like cute hair, her makeup is cute, her shoe, I have no problem saying, girl, that is so cute. Because guess what? Where did you get that from? I want to be cute, too. You know, I don't look at, like, oh, my gosh, she get, unless you just busted and you just, you know.
Yeah,
but if you cute, okay, I'm going to say you cute. Oh, that's cute, that cute color, you know, all that kind of great stuff. So I really like to keep positive as much as possible. I think 99.9% of the time. But I'm really working on myself still. But I'm trusting the universe to give me guidance. You want to chime in, Boo?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't want to chime in? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I don't want to, I want to trust that. So we have some dynamic comments, and you want to comment anything else on the law of attraction, please do. Because this has been a wonderful subject that we're actually talking about. And
the type of law of attraction that you want to do is you want to bring all that positive energy to yourself. So, you know, making a vision board or making sure that, you know, you're writing things down, you're meditating, like all that kind of great stuff. And I think that's really good, and it makes you feel good, like I'm working towards something. And when you work towards something and you have a goal, I think that makes people live longer. Because they're looking forward to something. When you're always looking forward to something coming up, you're like, oh my gosh, that stuff's kind of cool, you know. Mm-hmm. Even with your family, you got to be careful, because you can have family that hate on you. So you got to be careful.
That's the main one.
Treat them with a long-handled spoon. With that. So do y'all believe in the laws of attraction? Like we said, we believe in. We're gonna do our vision board. Mm-hmm. We're gonna write it down. We're gonna meditate. We're gonna do all that kind of stuff to keep it. To keep it handy and everything and make it work. So we're going to make sure that we be with positive people and make sure and open businesses. Entrepreneurship, that's all people thought, especially for African-Americans, for entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. You know, have a second. You need like a big job and maybe a second and third stream of income. Anybody agree with me with that?
Definitely.
Yeah, a side hustle. Why do we need side hustle?
Because you can never have too much money. Never. And you never know what type of situation you may fall into where you need to up and just leave.
Exactly.
And you need to make sure you have money set where you can just up and leave without having to worry about, oh, I got to ask this person, or, oh, I got to worry about this. No, you have enough that you, look, I can leave peace, I'm okay, and I can start a whole new start.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What were you about to say?
I was just looking up some information about the laws of attraction, and they were saying, like, attract money and wealth by using the laws of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really interesting. Like, I guess I got to read more into it. But basically, if you are thinking that you can be financially stable, if you're putting that out there, if you're always thinking about that, then eventually it's going to happen. Like, positivity breeds positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the key aspect for the law of attraction.
Have you ever wondered, like, if you look at someone's life and they're hating on you, right? You know that they're hating on you. You just step it up. You just turn that notch up just so much. But then you look at that person doesn't have as much as you. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about, like, your family, your religious beliefs. I'm also talking about the education level. And I feel sorry for people like that. And the reason I feel sorry for people like that is because they don't know, and this is all that they know. So that's their atmosphere. They put that negative energy out in the atmosphere. Like when you say, well, good morning, Maisha, how are you today? I've heard people say, I'm okay, I'm just making it, I'm all right. You know you're going to just be okay. You're just going to be just making it, and you're going to be all right. You're never, good morning, how are you? How's everything going? I'm great. Even when the worst of the worst of the worst has happened to you, you ultimately say, it's going to be a great day today. We're going to have good days and bad days. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, when people say, well, good morning, how are you? I am great because I am great.
Blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I love that all.
People say that all the time, don't they? Yeah. Blessed and highly favored, they be the devil.
Not too long ago, I was in a situation where I was living outside of the state of Michigan. I was in Georgia. But long story short, now looking back at the situation, it was like I was surrounded by negative people. So I only thought about negative energy, negative things.
Mm-hmm.
Once I stepped out of that, once I got removed from that situation, it's like a black cloud just released and everything just turned bright and sunny. And it's like you put yourself in those type of situations where you can't see and you are just seeing certain things, you end up falling and you end up getting into that cult, because that's what the devil wants you to do.
Exactly.
He wants you to fall into it. If you step outside of it and you be like, no, enough is enough, and you leave and you finally breathe that fresh air, you're like, wow, what was I missing? What was I going through?
It's like you had on sunglasses.
Yeah.
You took them off. Exactly. Exactly. It's some people on my Facebook that I had to like unfriend and unfollow. Mm-hmm.
They always have gloomy stuff and always thinking negative.
Exactly. I used to do this. I used to go every January. I used to go through my phone and my contacts in my phone, and delete all the people who didn't mean me any good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because long time ago, I had a lot of friends, like my college friends and my sorors, and I had a lot of people. I used to go places and nobody. But I got older and my circle is getting smaller, and I love it because I still have friends, but they're associates. But my good friends are like my BFFs, you know, because I know I can count on these girls. I can talk to these girls. They would give me their opinion. They would let me know, Sean, this is good. This is a good way to go. This is not good. And I saw my growth in that. And now I see my growth a little bit more because I don't get upset. I used to be mad all the time. I used to have a anger issue at one time. I was mad all the time. And so I took my anger out the wrong way. But now I just let things kind of roll off because I'm not stressing myself out. I'm almost 50 years old. I can always say that on the radio today. I'll be 49 in 2 months. So, but I'm good. I don't look like it. Hello. I don't look like somebody's grandma, even though I'm somebody's grandma. But anyway, so I went to my phone. I deleted some people. I deleted some people off my Facebook page, and we are good. I know I put a post up not too long ago because I don't have arguments with people. Like, outside the family, I don't have arguments. But if I see something that you're doing and you keep doing it, I fade to black. So that means I don't want to go out with you. I don't want to have drinks with you. Don't call me. I don't have anything to do with you. Like my friend the other day, I am fading to black. If she calls me, hey, girl, can you? No, girl. No, I'm good.
Okay,
you know.
My cousin, she said no.
I said outside the family. And the thing about it is like, you know, when you meet people, sometimes you're like, oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. I want to hang out with you. I'm not taking no new applications because guess what?
We too old for that. No, not saying you old, just saying we too old to be trying to figure out if you my friend, if you have any intentions. I mean, we too old for that. Like, if you not been in my feelings, if you not been in like one of my friends, then no, I'm not about to. Exactly. Like, oh, so my thing is I have four sisters and a whole slew of sorority sisters. Do I need another friend? Do I need another friend? I got all. I do. Do you need another friend?
Okay, if you like to be Brittany's friend, please press one now. Please press one and have a friend. But I think it's kind of cool because you guys got that friendship and you guys are cousins. And I think that's cool because you guys are all around the same age. And that's cool that you guys are growing up and, you know, little Malcolm and Brielle are cousins and they're growing up together. So this one over here.
Don't look this way.
We don't know what's going on.
Their kids will be the babysitter for my kids.
Yep.
Exactly. So anyway, I wanted to point that out there. So the laws of attraction goes on all the time. We just got to put out positive vibes of things that we want to do. I tell people all the time, if you're looking for to get promoted in your job, find that one position that you're looking for and mentally shadow them. They don't have to know, oh, Maisha, I want your job, so I'm just going to be on your head. No, follow Maisha. What is she doing? Keep a journal on your new promotion and act like that. Act like you own that company. That's how people do. My manager came out in my office and said, oh, my gosh, you have made this your own. Yes, not my own physically, but in my mind mentally, this is my own. So I think we have another call. I think Christian is calling back in. Christian, is that you calling back in?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So
yeah, speak up.
I just had. Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up a little bit more too.
Okay. So I just wanted to comment on the positivity thing, and actually, Maisha and I talked about this one day, and I said, you know, sometimes we all get our moments where we're feeling down, and you say, oh, I'm never going to do this, or I'm never going to do that, or whatever. You just, you know, you have a negative moment, and I think what you can end up creating is a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you're saying, well, I'm never going to become this, or maybe you just don't think you're ever going to get promoted, and then you don't realize it, but your actions are actually causing you not to do what you're essentially trying to do. And it may not be that it's not meant to happen, but, you know, you get so defeated that your actions contribute to your own demise.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I totally agree with you with that. I absolutely. Do y'all agree, Tricia?
Yeah, because that all goes back to thinking positive and thinking you don't want to say, oh, I'm fat, I'm never going to lose weight.